External Freedom Through the Awareness of the Internal Observer by Douglas Peacock and Terry-Ann Palmer. We all have dreams and desires for our lives. So why is it sometimes we get what we want and sometimes we don't? Well, a lot comes down to the decisions you make, the mindset you have, and the level of responsibility you take in each and every moment. The practice we're about to share with you has the amazing ability to ensure that every decision you make is towards what you want out of life. It allows you to feel comfortable and secure at every crossroad you encounter. It gives you confidence in what you are doing and where you are going, and it ensures every decision you make and every action you take is one made from your heart, driven by your purpose, and fueled by your passion. Sound amazing? It is. And here's the best thing. It can be done anywhere, at any time. But before we get into what the process is, there's a little background I think we should cover first. Now, I've attended hundreds of personal development seminars over the years. I've read countless books on a vast variety of topics, and I've studied under some of the most amazingly gifted teachers on the planet. The most important thing I've learned along the way is this. For change to occur, it must occur at the core first. For any type of transformation to take place, you must transform internally for your external world to change. Now, I'm often amused at the number of personal development seminars people attend and the courses they study, which all promise how to become a millionaire or how to become a great leader, how to triple your sales in 30 days or less. Now, while the concepts they teach are all true, the reality is 90% of people who attend these seminars will do nothing with the information they have learnt, or they'll know it intellectually but have no idea how to embody it so it becomes part of who they are and therefore part of their future reality. How do I know this? I was one of the trainers who stood in front of hundreds of people teaching these types of conceptual topics that I believed at the time was the answer to everyone's problems, including my own. I believed if I took this new information, the strategies and the tools, and implemented them, if I changed the way I spoke, if I read the affirmations, I would make the millions of dollars I knew I was capable of earning. I would find the perfect soulmate, and I would live the life I'd always dreamed about, complete with my flashy red sports car, two kids playing in the front yard, and my white picket fence. Now, here's the thing. Sure, I did increase my income, and for some reason, I also increased my expenses. How many of you know that to be true or know people who've done the same? A few years down the track, I realized I was in exactly the same place I was 2 to 3 years ago, just living a different standard of living, I suppose. I was still in debt though. At the time, I was still alone. And to be honest, I was still unfulfilled in the things that I was doing. So the question I asked myself was, what am I doing wrong? Well, I'm about to share with you one of the biggest secrets in the personal development industry. Now, no expert wants you to know this because it would stop you from investing in their courses. Yet it's the most common mistake I see people making time and time again. Now, I'm about to make a very bold statement. So I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to share with you, because this one secret could change your entire future and, quite frankly, is worth 10 times the total sum of all the money you've ever invested in yourself over the years. The secret I'm about to share with you has been passed down through ancient cultures since the beginning of time. Are you ready? If you want your external world to change, you must change your internal world first. Now, what this means is, what do you believe to be true? What are the concepts of yourself that you hold as truth? This is the place where you create everything you want in your life. This is the place where your reality is derived from. So this is where you must begin any type of change and transformation work in order to build a sustainable future filled with love, joy, passion, and abundance. Now, that's not to say everything you do must be internal. I'm definitely not an advocate of those people who sit on their spirituality clouds and expect if they're pure in mind and soul, a bag of money will drop on their heads. It really happens. That's not what I'm saying. You still have to be taking action in the material world in order to create your greatest dreams and desires. What we are talking about here, though, is how do we create what we want with a solid foundation and then compound the results we achieve over time? How do we follow our purpose and passion and let go of all the negativity of the past? How do we dissolve the sabotaging patterns we carry around with us and install behaviors and beliefs that serve us rather than diminish us? The answer to that is to make change internally in alignment with the strategies and tactics you implement externally. The practice we're about to share with you is the first step to help you shift internally. In fact, it's so powerful, it's the first practice taught in the Buddhist, Taoist, and ancient Christian monasteries. They believe it's the underlying foundation practice to create change. In fact, in ancient times, people would spend days doing this one simple technique in an effort to master it. Now, chances are, you are already part of the 10% of the population who are committed to being successful and whom I believe already are successful. You wouldn't be listening to me if you weren't. This practice is called The Observer. It is guaranteed to help you change any disempowering beliefs, habits, and behaviors and transform them into empowering traits, habits, and actions. The Observer is a key practice in gaining control over your mind and emotional reactions. The Observer allows you to enter into the depths of your mind and become aware of how you truly act and behave. It enables you to recognize the patterns you are continually running and observe your thoughts and reactions as they occur. Now, just having awareness will automatically loosen your mind's grip or control on the situation and allow you to gradually dissolve the negativity or disempowering thoughts present. Now, a teacher once explained the process to me like this. The mind is like a wild stallion out of control running free, having any random thought. Now, to effectively use the abilities of your mind, you must tame it, because only then will you truly be able to use it with precision and create your desired outcomes. He also went on to say that the mind is an amazing servant, but a lousy master. You see, the mind is a powerful tool that can be extremely forceful in helping you achieve your heart's desires. Unfortunately, it can also be extremely destructive in the attainment of those same desires, especially if left unchecked and running free. So if you are not currently experiencing the lifestyle and level of success you desire, then you have unconscious mental and emotional patterns and beliefs that are sabotaging you. For some of you, you may not even be consciously aware of what those patterns are, but rest assured, if you are not getting everything you want in life, these destructive beliefs and patterns are present in your mind. By practicing The Observer, you will learn how to overcome these sabotaging patterns and thoughts and free yourself from your daily grind. When you master The Observer, you will begin to master your mind. And when you can master your mind, you can focus on creating abundance in all areas of your life, free from the limitations of the past. When you combine this practice with other personal development techniques, this underlying foundation will accelerate your transformation like never before. Now, in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm going to ask you a question. But before we do, though, I must first explain that this is just a snippet from a much larger collection of work that embodies the full extent of our teachings. In this practice, I use the term lower personalities. What I mean by this is the different personalities you express in different situations surrounded by different people. So, for example, you may act one way in the workplace in comparison to how you act at home with your family. In the workplace, you might be seen as serious, maybe direct and bossy, maybe even a little bit unsociable. Yet at home, when you're surrounded by your loved ones, they think of you as funny, laid back, very sociable, and kind-hearted. Now, neither of these personalities or perceptions is actually you. They are merely the external expression of the lower personality you're playing out. So when you become totally aware of these different lower personalities, You have the ability to make choices about how you deal with them. Now, armed with processes and practices like the one we're about to teach you to dissolve the negativity or self-sabotage, you place yourself in a position to create and install new empowering patterns and behaviors that then align with the lifestyle, relationships, and business success you know you truly deserve. So let me ask you that question. And as I do, I want you to be bone raw honest with yourself. When negative situations occur, do you react or respond emotionally or make choices from a centered place, detached and focused solely on the end outcome? If you are the first answer, if you react or respond emotionally, one of your lower personalities is taking command of your body and mind. They are taking control of the situation and the response and actions you take. Your decision making from this space is not likely to be made with your highest intentions in mind. Now, there are many different types of lower personalities, and here's a brief example of just a few of them that express themselves. Anger. So when this personality rises, it wants to make you believe that the other person or organization or situation is wrong or bad. And it gets you to hit out and hurt others, either physically or verbally. Now, this energy and personality type can be very unstable. The poor me or victim personality. This one likes to make you feel sorry for yourself. And it often tries to get you to manipulate others to gain sympathy and attention. Now, this personality type can keep you stuck in the same place, experiencing the same problems for years. We also have the savior. This lower personality appears when there is someone or something in trouble. This personality likes to let everyone know that they were the one that made it right. Now, they can also experience feelings of inadequacy and depression if there's no one around them who needs saving. Arrogance. This lower personality allows you to believe that you are better and or more important than anyone else. Now, you will tend to become cold-hearted and rigid if you play this personality out a lot. Now, like I said, there are many, many more personalities, but what is most important is to become aware of the lower personalities that are playing out for you, stopping you from achieving what you desire. When you can recognize and become aware of these lower personalities, or the ones that take you over and control your behavior so much so that you disappear and become the personality itself, whether it be anger, low self-esteem, attention-seeking, loveless, recognize that every time you indulge in this personality, you are strengthening it. You are reinforcing its neural pathways in your body. You are unconsciously telling your mind that you accept and believe the story the lower personality is telling you. So how do you know who is the lower personality and who is you? Who was doing the observing, so to speak? The you we are referring to is the essence of your being. Now, this is more central than your thoughts because it observes your thoughts. It is more central than your emotions and beliefs. It observes your emotions and beliefs. And it is more central than your body. It observes your body. The awareness of your essence has no judgment. It merely observes. So constant practice of the observer will allow you to be more present moment to moment. It's an effortless practice and will give you the ability to choose consciously how to respond in different situations and break the lower personality patterns and behaviors that sabotage you. So here's a few scenarios where the observer or the practice of the observer is useful. If you are ever feeling stressed or overwhelmed and need to get in touch with the core being or essence, you simply center yourself and do the practice. And in the practice, you ask yourself, what's going on? When you get an answer, you simply ask the following question. Who's aware? When you ask who's aware, this simple phrase brings the mind to a standstill, and often a lower personality will answer. So if you get an answer to the question, it will always be a lower personality that replies rather than the observer or the true you. Remember, the observer just observes with no judgment. Second time to use it is if you want to quiet the mind. Maybe when it's full of thoughts, ideas, or maybe if it feels like it's racing. I often call it monkey mind or monkey chatter. Use this practice at those times. Over time, you'll come to discover that you can notice the thoughts and emotions arising, yet your actions and behaviors are no longer controlled by those same thoughts and emotions. You'll no longer buy into the stories the lower personality is trying to sell you. And the third way of using the practice of the observer is for advice. When a thought or impulse arises from the space of the observer, you can simply ask yourself, where will that thought or impulse take me? This allows you to intellectually evaluate the choices available to you and ensure the decisions you make are in alignment with your true desires. Now, let me give you a live example of what I mean. Only recently, I was teaching a seminar in Perth, Australia. Now, I had 100 participants and we were in the middle of an induction. And it's an induction that's fairly well known throughout our training company. And halfway through, I realized that I'd done it incorrectly. Now, from the observer position, I noticed panic coming up, thinking, how am I going to get myself out of this? But from the observer, I was also able to see the panic rise, shine light on it so it dissolved away, because from the observer, I was merely focusing on my end outcome. What did I need to do? And so within the induction, I was able to weave a story and weave a trance that utilized the first part of the induction and got me to where I needed the participants to be in order to get the final outcome. In the past, before I knew about this practice, I may not have been able to do that, and the induction may have been a disaster. There are three levels of observation: self-reflection, intellectual observation, and the awareness observer. Self-reflection is the first level and is the reflection of your thoughts, behaviors, and actions after an event has occurred. So this is when you're reflecting on what has happened and how you responded or reacted to it. So you are being controlled by the lower personality, but are now taking the time to observe and become aware of what just happened. Intellectual observation is the second level. Now, this is where you become aware of the lower personality's influence in your behavior and actions during and after an event. Now, you may or may not have the ability to change midstream your response or reaction. You are, however, becoming consciously aware of your lower personality influences as they occur. And finally, the awareness observer. This is the third level of observation and is accomplished by being totally present in the moment, enabling yourself to feel and acknowledge every lower personality as it arises and tries to influence your actions and behaviors. This is where you're able to catch yourself before you respond. So you are consciously aware of your lower personalities in real time and are able to dissolve them, so your reactions and responses are made in alignment with your true essence. This level is the level that sets you free. Now, everybody has the ability to connect with the observer. Unfortunately, most people can't remember how to do it or are so caught up with their own personal dramas they don't allow the observer to come through. Thankfully, it's an easy process to achieve. To connect with your observer awareness, all you need to do is shift some of your attention from your external world to your internal world. Shift your focus and attention from outside of you to inside of you. And to do this, you simply bring your attention to the center of your chest. So imagine a light shining within and rest your awareness with this light. For me personally, I see a candle in the middle of my chest and I just focus my attention on the flame of the candle. Now, you may experience an empty, soft, or even light feeling inside. And it may appear very peaceful and quiet. Now, for others, when you bring your awareness inside, there is no light, no candle, and instead you see nothing but darkness. Now, this may bring up fear. And if this happens for you, know that it's okay and you are perfectly safe and perfectly looked after. The fear is again just one of these lower personalities playing out. So as soon as it makes itself present, just allow yourself to take a deep breath in and observe it. When you do this, you effectively shine consciousness on it, which dissolves it back into the light. Now, one of the reasons I use a candle is because one of my teachers once told me is the darkness can never touch the light. So if you think about a candle in a dark room, the darkness cannot touch it ever, which is why I think the analogy of the candle sitting on my chest is the easiest way to do it. Now, mastery of this practice will allow you to feel your sabotaging lower personalities before they have a chance to affect your responses and reactions. Now, it's quite natural to have part of your attention resting with the internal observer, always. The practice gives you the ability to feel and observe what is going on internally at every moment and recognize when decisions are being made with your highest intention in mind or from the influence of a lower personality. When you have the ability to recognize the lower personalities arising and make a conscious choice for your highest intention instead, this is when you have the ability to achieve external freedom. Practice one. Now, like anything new, we're going to start with the basics. So for this, what I want you to do is find a place where you won't be disturbed for 5 or 10 minutes. I'm going to get you to sit or get yourself comfortable, and I'm going to get you to bring your awareness to your breath. So it's kind of like get yourself in that place, center yourself, maybe focus your attention on the candle that's inside of your chest or the light that's sitting inside of your chest, and then I'm going to get you to focus on your breathing. Now, normally I would get you to focus on your breathing for a minimum of 2 minutes. So you may want to pause this and concentrate on that and then unpause it when you're in that space. Then once you focus on your breathing, I'm going to get you to expand your attention outside or your awareness outside of your breathing into your body and then even further than that. Now, normally I'd get you to do this practice for at least 5 minutes. So again, if you need to pause the audio, feel free and then come back to it when you feel you're in the right place. I'm going to keep pushing through though so we can get you through the exercise. So let's begin. Find a comfortable place and just go ahead and bring your awareness to your breath. Take a deep breath in and release it. Another breath in and release it. Just want you to continue to breathe in and release. And as you continue, notice the in-breath, the pause, the out-breath, the pause. Pay attention to the in-breath, pause, out-breath, pause. I want you to place all of your attention on your breathing. All of your attention on the breathing in, pause, out, pause. All of your attention to your breathing. And I want you to continue doing this for at least 2 minutes. And as you focus on your breathing, I want you to notice now how it feels in your body. Notice any sounds it makes. Yet keep all of your attention on your breathing. Remember, if your awareness wanders, that's okay. Just refocus it back on your breathing. Very good. Just notice how that breathing feels in your body. Notice any of the sounds that it makes. All of your attention on your body, on the sounds, and your breathing. Continue that for at least 5 minutes. Now, I want you to expand your awareness from your breathing in your body and expand it even wider than that. So go ahead now and expand your awareness so that it moves outside your body and just notice any sounds around you. Allow yourself to notice all of the sounds around you with no judgment, just your awareness. And if your mind wanders, just bring your attention and your awareness back to the sounds around you with no judgment. Just become aware. That's it. Very good. Now, it's time to bring your awareness into your body mind. As you breathe deeply, how does your body feel? Are there any emotions present? Sadness, depression, happiness, joy, anger, frustration. Are the feelings comfortable, or is there irritation or tension? Is your body tired, or does it feel energized? Is there any pain you need to become aware of? Just allow your awareness to go fully into your body and be aware. No judgment. Just be aware. That's right. Very good. Now, bring your awareness back to your breath and again, just notice it. All of your awareness and all of your attention back to your breath. In, pause, out. Pause. In, pause, out. Pause. Now, as you continue your deep breathing, bring your awareness to the mind. How is it? Calm? Are there any thoughts? Or is your mind quiet? Keep coming back to the breath as you do this. Remember, there is no judgment. You're simply becoming aware. Now focus all of your attention, all of your awareness back on your breathing. And when you're ready, come back into your body and into the room. So this particular exercise is a form of meditation and allows you to control your awareness by shifting it to different places. It also teaches you to guide your awareness back inside should it drift off. Like I said, by regularly practicing this exercise, this is like regular exercise at the gym, you will build and develop the observer muscle. Eventually, you'll be able to increase your observer awareness to become consistently conscious and present. Now, this is especially important when you're faced with challenging situations and old reactive patterns threaten to take charge once again. Exercise 2, build the observer awareness to dissolve conflict. Again, this is the same as the other one, where focus on your breathing for the first 2 minutes, then focus on the sounds around you for the next 5 before we go into the practice. So I'll just do that beginning part very quickly. So again, find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed for 5 to 10 minutes. Right, so as you're comfortable there now, just go ahead and bring your awareness to your breath. Take a deep breath in and release it. Deep breath in and release it. Bring your attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the in-breath and pause, and the out-breath and the pause. Continue to do this for at least 2 minutes. And as you continue to focus on your breathing, notice how it feels in your body. Notice any of the sounds that it makes. And place all of your attention on your breathing. And if your awareness wanders, remember it's okay. Just refocus it back on your breathing. Focus all of your attention and all of your awareness on your breathing. And just notice how it feels in your body. And notice any sounds it makes. Continue to do this for at least 5 minutes. And now, I want you to expand your awareness from your breathing in your body and expand it even wider than that. So expand all of your awareness so that it's now outside of your body, and I want you to just notice any sounds around you. Just allow yourself to notice all of the sounds around you with no judgment. Just become aware of it. Then if your mind wanders, bring your attention and awareness to the sounds around you. Now, it's time to bring your awareness into your body mind. As you breathe deeply, how does your body feel? Are there any emotions present? Are the feelings comfortable, or is there irritation or tension? Is your body tired or energized? Is there any pain you need to be aware of? Just allow all of your attention and all of your awareness to fully go into your body and be aware. No judgment, just be aware. Now, bring your awareness back to your breath and again, just notice it. The in, pause, out, pause. Now bring your awareness to the mind. How is it? Are there any thoughts or is your mind quiet? Keep coming back to the breath as you do this. Now, I want you to bring to mind something that causes you stress, makes you angry or sad, or would usually give you a painful emotional experience. Just bring to mind an event in the past where this may have happened for you. Now remember, do not get caught up in the imagery or the story. Just keep your awareness scanning your body. But as you visualize that imagery now, as you visualize that imagery, those emotions, I want you to use your awareness to shine light onto the pictures and just observe what is happening at the same time. Be aware of the beliefs or lower personalities that are being triggered and just observe them. As you are sitting there observing them, you will begin to notice the emotional charge falling away and any pictures and feelings in the body simply dissolving. Just observe them with no judgment and notice the emotional charge, the pictures, the feelings, all falling away, dissolving, almost gone. That's it. Very good. With no judgment, just be aware and observe. Notice all emotional charge falling away. All of the pictures and feelings in the body dissolving. Very good. You are now in intellectual awareness of your feelings. As you lock that feeling into place now, knowing you can return to it at any time, bring your awareness back to your breathing. In, pause, out, pause. And when you're ready, come back into your body and back into the room. So here are some helpful hints and a summary on building the observer awareness. So when you are talking to someone, bring a portion of your awareness inside and notice the feelings and thoughts that are moving in you. Remember, you are just observing. There is never any judgment. You can also build the observer awareness by practicing having your awareness in two places at once. One place will always be inside your body, just observing. Now remember, you can do this at any time, anywhere. So you practice quickly withdrawing almost all of your awareness inside your body and just observing what happens. This will give you the ability to switch on your internal awareness at any time. When you're about to do something that you know brings up negative stuff, increase your awareness of the internal observer and watch the emotions and thoughts as they arise. This helps strengthen the muscle. Remember to be aware of your breath and make it a practice to watch it. The more you get good at being an observer, the more you'll be able to watch your breath in an instant and your emotions and feelings. Bring your mind into the now, so it's be present. Light the candle flame. Stop the mind going back into the past or drifting off into the future or even focusing on the emotions or your pain body. You can do this simply by observing the noises around you, similar to the start of what we did in both practices. You can build the observer awareness just by observing your thinking. Remember, with no judgment. And you can constantly observe your feelings by simply asking yourself, what am I feeling now? And then notice the feelings in your body. In fact, a good coaching practice that we use with our clients in our coaching practice is that they must go for periods of time with no judgment and have no opinion. This again is another tool or technique for helping to build the observer awareness. Now remember, to increase this muscle, to increase the observer awareness muscle, you must always have some of your awareness turned inward from the external world, observing your body mind. It's this awareness that is used to observe everything that is going on within you. So observe every feeling, every thought, every emotion, every sensation, and every movement of each lower personality. By observing, we notice what we are experiencing. We become aware of how we operate, and this gives us the opportunity to make more empowering choices that are not influenced by our lower personalities. Developing your observer will set you free from the trappings of the mind and lower personalities. When you truly live with the awareness of the observer, you are able to grow and flow effortlessly with life. Your external world will reflect your internal freedom. To learn more about the observer or energy, go to www.bmsfusion.com.